The state senate has turned down a study to see if the Life Skills and Transition Center in Grafton should be replaced with more community-based services for individuals with disabilities. That facility was formerly known as the Grafton State School. If it was to be closed, a constitutional amendment would have to have voter approval. The Senate Human Services Committee voted 6-1 for a do not pass. West Fargo Senator Judy Lee chairs that committee.
There are a small number of individuals who may need it for a little longer period of time. There are others who actually count it as home and would be very much disrupted by leaving. And there certainly are folks that need it for just a short crisis intervention kind of setting.
Study supporters said the U.S. Supreme Court in its Olmstead decision required states to place persons with mental disabilities in community settings rather than in institutions. New Rockford Senator Joan Heckeman was the lone vote in the Human Services Committee in favor of the study. She said her vote in no way is meant to diminish the care the residents receive there.
So the question then becomes is not whether to close this center, but whether the state has the resources to do exactly as the Olmstead decision provided. Do we as a state have the resources available to place the remaining individuals, or most all of them, back into their communities?
The center employs more than 300 people and serves about 75 residents. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.